I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prescott's in the gun on third and two. Handoff. Elliott trying to get up the middle. No! Prescott keeps it! He runs around the left end, and he bangs it in for the touchdown! And a tremendous windmill spike!
Sean and RJ here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Dez Bryant is tweeting about the Cowboys again. We'll bring that to you along with the national TV fight that broke out over paying Dak Prescott. But first, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text getting on us about our rat take.
Stop defending the Astros. They were caught multiple times cheating. MLB wasn't going to do anything until the reputation of the league was on the line. That's why Fires had to go public. Pedro questioning Fires' integrity is rich. Let's see another one. Bad segment. Mets and the Red Sox folks thinks Fires is a rat. Shocking. Please tell me how smart Lance Berkman's opinion sounded too. I don't remember Lance Berkman's opinion.
Lance Berkman defended, said this means nothing. The Astros are still a great organization, and they're clean. That's what he said.
No. I mean, look, Mike Fiers is going to find himself in a real tough spot because there are secrets in the clubhouse, in the locker room, in this radio station, at your work, that now nobody is going to tell him for fear that he's going to let it out. Whether or not that's right or wrong, that's just the reality of it. Every clubhouse he walks into is immediately has some fracture to it. Some, not all, but some fracture.
If we leave this radio station, or if it's Ben, Skin, and KT, and they go to their next job in a month, and we start hearing things that they want to spill about our station and stuff, that's going to be a problem. They wouldn't do that.
Right.
How it works. And we're not going to go somewhere else and leak information. Every single office and every single workplace and every single family has, you know, in the closet skeletons. You know, you have dirty laundry. You don't air it. Ever heard of that saying? You don't air dirty laundry. So, yeah, it ended up being a good thing for us, but how are you going to trust Mike Fiers? And you want to text the big noble stance and get on your moral high ground, why don't you send that to Mike Fiers, who, if he really wanted to do something, could have made more noise within the Astros organization. Or if you really want to give him praise, how about sitting there and calling out his own team and his own teammates to the Houston media while it was happening? So if you really want to crown Mike Fiers and throw a parade for him, why didn't he do anything until after he got his World Series ring and left?
Exactly. Where was he?
Yeah.
Where was he when it was going on? Like, that's why I don't want to hear Justin Verlander talk about how the integrity of the game. In 5 years, when he retires, or when he's giving his speech, I don't want to hear him say, hey, you know, I regret not speaking up. Well, you had your chance. You had your chance to speak up, but you wanted your ring.
And this was Pedro, real quick, before we get to the Cowboys. This was Pedro Martinez on WEEI, supporting me and Chop, along with Jessica Mendoza.
You know what? If he was to do it when he was playing for the Houston Astros, I would say Mike Fiers has guts. But to go and do it after you leave the Houston Astros because they don't have you anymore, that doesn't show me anything. I mean, you're just a bad teammate.
There you go. Bring it strong, Pedro, on WEEI. And by the way, good gosh, California, you want to shed the reputation of being soft? A unanimous appeal that you're sending to Rob Manfred to award the Dodgers back-to-back titles.
Yes, a resolution.
Good grief. Stop being soft.
Right. Even if you strip them of the title, which, fine. You can't just award it to the runner-up. It doesn't work like that. They didn't win it. The title becomes vacant. When Reggie Bush vacated his Heisman, they didn't just give it to the guy who finished second.
Yeah, like they do it. They do it at a Survivor Slam, where it's a vacant
Survivor
title.
Survivor Slam.
It's a vacant title,
like the Wrestle Rumble. You know.
Yes, it doesn't go to the second place team.
You know what? You're not invited to the Royal Rumble party on Sunday.
Yes,
I was gonna do something, but no, don't say yes.
I thought it's the Spittle's house.
I thought it was you were gonna do something.
No, no, it's. Who, me?
Yeah.
No, it is. It's at the boss man's house, and he wanted to invite everyone that, I don't know, works at the sports station to the event. But I'm sure you're going to stay home and watch Vanderpump Blows.
Like, had the Fab
Five.
Couldn't
watch that last night because the Mavs game was ticked.
Had the Fab Five ever won any title of any kind while they were there? That's a subtle shot. Never won a Big Ten title. Never won a national. Had they won any title? Well, it would have just been given to the second place team.
I mean, you even emailed a better point last night. Forget about the Dodgers. What about the AL teams the Astros went through?
There you go. You know, what about
where's their title?
Right. The Astros had to go through the Yankees to get there. The Red Sox had to go through the Astros to get there. Those teams that lost in the ALCS have just as much claim. You know, because they could have potentially beat the Dodgers. So you can't just give it to the runner up. Doesn't work like that. Yeah. It's vacant.
All right. Dak Prescott was a source. The Cowboys are a source of content for everyone in national media. And yesterday, it was on ESPN, Bart Scott versus Marcus Spears. This is Bart Scott saying Dak needs to be taking less money.
They had to trade for a first-round draft pick for Amari Cooper for us to start to think that Dak Prescott was even special.
Sure.
No.
So he's not. Listen, no. He's not an elevator, and he's coming to the table
but
earlier
because
he wasn't a first-round draft pick. If Dak, if we know that nope. It's a good deal on the table, it's a good deal on the table already for him. He's going to have to take a little less because this won't be the last bite of the apple for him. We know Russell Wilson was in a similar situation, and he's on his second deal now. So if I'm Dak, I take less money to win and to build my resume. You take less money so that you can build your resume up with some championship.
So that's Bart Scott saying take less money, build the resume, and get your second contract like Russell Wilson did.
It makes sense. Like, logically, that's what you should do. Logically, you're like, you understand the less money I take, the more money for the rest of the team.
Yeah, but my other side of logic would be, Give me my contract right now.
Right. But the other side of So logically, from a winning standpoint, it makes sense. But whatever happened to athletes keeping their hands out of other athletes' pockets? Don't tell Dak Prescott to take less money.
No, that's for current players. It's no different from Jessica Mendoza. Bart Scott's job is to – part of our job is to analyze salaries. Part of our job is to judge contracts. So you have to give your opinion on whether someone is going to that, – that's for current players, not former players who are analysts.
All right, that's fair. If Dak's elite –
current players, I agree with you.
If Dak's elite, then it doesn't matter what you're paying him. The problem is if you pay him and he's not elite. That's the problem. That's always been the problem. Is Dak elite or not? That's always been the problem.
Is Dak Prescott elite? And what is your definition of elite? To me, he's not elite.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's elite either. And that's the problem they're going to run into is that once you pay somebody who isn't elite,
yeah,
you automatically grossly reduce your chances of success.
Look at Seattle's roster around Russell. It's nothing. And Kansas City's going to find it out down the road.
Now I'll tell you, after 4 years of Russell Wilson's career, nobody called him elite either.
Right.
So maybe Dak turns into Russell Wilson.
Yeah, maybe.
That's possible. But you know, the elite quarterbacks wake up and win 12 a year, period. That's the elite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And there's only, in the last 20 years, four of those. Maybe five.
Marcus Spears disagreed. The former Cowboy, our friend Marcus Spears, disagreed with Bart Scott.
Why would these young quarterbacks take less money right now?
Because
Brady was there 20 years. He was there 20 years with a team that was winning Super Bowl.
So Dak can't be there for 15 years?
First of all, Dak was the fourth-round draft pick, and he hasn't made the money Tom Brady
He's going to get $30 million.
Dude.
He's not a $40 million quarterback. If you want $40 million,
I don't care.
Give me Teddy Bridgewater.
I don't care if you ain't a $40 million quarterback. You're a $40 million quarterback. Somebody going to give it to you. I agree with you. I said it earlier this year that Dak, to me, wasn't worth $40 million. I've said that.
Right.
But when I look at what this market is going to ask
of him, who you going to lose?
Give him $40 million.
Who you going to lose?
Dude,
who you going to give up?
if I'm Dak Prescott,
who are you going to miss out
and on? I just threw for almost 5,000 yards, you're going to give me $40 million. Let me walk and let somebody else give it to me.
So there's the debate between the two. The 40 number's crazy. The 40 number repulses me. Like last year was the 30 number, and I'm going to end up being wrong on that, although they still didn't give him 30, so maybe I don't need to be on Old Takes Exposed. But the problem here, you know how you need to say the truth to someone, but you need to say it nicely? Hey, honey, you don't look that great in that dress. What about the other one? That is less wrinkled. Put that on. They need to soften a way to tell Dak and his agent, you're not good enough. You're not elite. That's what they need to tell him. They need to figure out a nice way to say you're not elite. They're trying to say, hey, the great quarterbacks of all time, you know, they have a great team around them and Tom Brady's sacrifice. That's what you need to do. And the brand and the Dallas Cowboys star make you bigger. When really they're trying to also say you're not good enough to get what you think you deserve right to be paid. And they're right. The Cowboys are right with that. But they also have the biggest problem amongst any of the sides. How are you going to replace me? That's the biggest problem in all this.
Yeah, again, it comes down to the ability to replace somebody, the replacement cost.
And how ugly do things get if you franchise them? How ugly do things get? Look what happened with the Redskins and Kirk Cousins. Turned into a soap opera. It was a disaster. And you got a win-now team under a rookie coach. Like, part of you paying him may have to be to avoid that drama,
yeah,
even though you don't want to do it.
I know. And if I'm Dak, I'm concerned about the turnover with coaches. Not because they don't have a chance to have a better system, but chances are you take a step back year one with a new coach.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts that go into this. So if I'm Dak, I may have more incentive to sign a little bit lesser of a deal just to get a long-term contract. Because if he goes in with a franchise year and doesn't have as good of a year as last year, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are wondering.
Yeah, and for those that laughed at everyone suggesting negotiations change when he got off to the amazing start and then it cooled off. No, it doesn't happen within the season. It doesn't go up. It doesn't go down. The negotiations stopped after his 3-game start. Why do you think that was? Because Dak and his agent said, 33, 43. Look what he's doing. He's an MVP. So they absolutely change after that start to the season. It'd be foolish not to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.